Dear Cheap Astronomy, what's the latest on technosignatures? The ongoing lack of radio and other electromagnetic signals of extraterrestrial intelligence are shifting researchers towards looking for technosignatures. That is, the observable signs of high-tech civilizations that could be seen through telescopes, possibly in visible wavelengths, but quite possibly in any wavelength across the spectrum, from radio to gamma waves. Some obvious signs of alien technology would be spacecraft and their exhaust trails, nightside lights on exoplanets, pollutants in exoplanet atmospheres, and also lasers, which might just be used as a narrowband form of communication, but lasers could also have other purposes, like energy transmission or the propulsion of light sails. Large-scale interplanetary mining operations, including asteroid mining, might also be detectable, but the normal prevalence of dust in stellar systems does complicate their detection. Nonetheless, the directed collisions of lots of asteroids onto one particular planetary moon could be the clear sign of a highly sophisticated and downright awesome civilization. As always, we are somewhat limited by our own experience. It's hard to imagine any technologies beyond the ones we either have or are thinking about. The examples we've described so far, assuming they are out there at all, lie close to our current observational limits. So the persisting absence of evidence should not be taken as evidence of absence, and we continue to look forward to future generations of telescopes which may be capable of unequivocally distinguishing such faint technosignatures. Nonetheless, we do have the current capacity to search for alien megastructures, where the classic example is a Dyson sphere or swarm, of huge objects that are positioned around stars for the purpose of capturing those stars' radiant energy. Since those huge objects are absorbing huge amounts of stellar radiation, they will get very hot and hence begin radiating infrared. So we are currently searching stellar spectra for abnormal proportions of infrared, of which we found maybe 10 or 20 stars from a scan of millions, which are possible candidates, but they are still just candidates. None of them are considered to be compelling evidence. There is also Tabby Star, initially headline news in astronomy circles, after the star was found to contain strange shadows within its overall radiance. However, subsequent investigation found that the observed dimming was only present in some wavelengths and not others, so dust, rather than solid structures, was the most likely cause. Unusual star movements might also be worth looking out for, where a Chkharov thruster could be used to move an entire stellar system away from a potential supernova or a rogue star on a collision course. Either of those events could be predicted thousands or millions of years in advance, which is long enough to build a giant mirror which reflects the star's light back upon one side of itself. If we entertain the notion that such a giant mirror is close to 100% reflective, and made of materials that won't degrade despite being in such close proximity to a star, then the radiation pressure from that star could be sufficient to stop the mirror falling in due to gravity, so it would be hovering over rather than orbiting the star. Its presence then means the star's overall outward radiation becomes asymmetrical, where the radiation pressure on the mirror's side is mostly neutralized by it being reflected back on itself, while the radiation pressure on the non-mirrored side becomes a source of thrust, which pushes the star in the direction of the mirror, and the star's radiation upon the mirror also keeps the mirror moving in that same direction. So the mirror, the star, and the star's orbiting bodies, including the Mirror Builder's home planet, also move in that same direction. It would be quite a slow movement, but since there's a constant thrust, there would also be a slow acceleration. It's estimated that for a star the size of the Sun, after a million years, it might have reached a speed of 20 meters per second and would have crossed a third of a light year in doing so. After a billion years, it might reach a speed of 20 kilometers a second after having crossed one third of the Milky Way's diameter. And so it would, in every sense of the word, be a starship.